We are joined today by Robin Elliott, the president of Parkinson's Disease Foundation, and Howard Morgan of Castle Harlan, and also now the chair of the PDF, as you call it. So, gentlemen, welcome to PrivCap today.
Thank you for having us.
Both of you are on the front lines of the battle against Parkinson's disease, and it's an insidious disease, and so I'm fascinated to hear about where we are. Maybe first a question for Robin. Are there any signs of hope that we may be nearer to a cure for, or at least great progress against Parkinson's disease?
There are many signs. Unfortunately, right now, they tend to be at the back end of the process, not the delivery end of the process. Looking back over 20 years in Parkinson's, there was a period of huge hope during the 90s when there were more than a dozen new medications came through. And it was felt that this is one disease in the central nervous system area that actually would lead the pack. And that was true at that time. It was way ahead, for example, of Alzheimer's, about which we knew very, very little. The last 10 years have been largely disappointments at the business end of the pipeline. There have been something like 18 medications that have been studied into the later stages of the research process. Only two of them got through, neither of them blockbusters. And so you've been facing an era really of disappointment in the business side. What the good part is that since tomorrow's medications and breakthroughs are based upon today's and yesterday's science, the science, the basic science of the past few years, which is where Parkinson's Disease Foundation is centrally occupied, has really been very vigorous and quite productive. On the environmental side, the second great driver of disease, we know of two major compounds, largely in the agricultural fertilizer area, rotenone and paracot, which are implicated in Parkinson's. That teaches us, in turn, about some of the ways in which disease can develop from that source. We know less about the environment. It's much more expensive to study, much more complicated to study, but we're getting more involved in that too. So I think that tomorrow, if tomorrow's medications depend upon today's discoveries are quite promising, but we're way, way short, unfortunately, of where we thought we would be just a decade ago.
Well, if you both feel optimistic about what the next decade may bring, I'd like to ask a question about how the PDF will be involved in hopefully some breakthroughs. What is unique about the approach that, and maybe this could be a question for Howard, about the approach that the PDF has to backing research and to backing progress against this disease?
Well, there are a number of groups that support Parkinson's disease. We have been around since the 1950s, celebrating over 50 years in pursuit of a cure. As Robin sometimes says, put ourselves out of business by making Parkinson's go away. I think our core focus is basic research, the fundamental building blocks of science, which can be very arcane, but ultimately will be steps that lead to a cure. And being stable, finding the best scientists with the best grant proposals and then backing them on a stable basis for multiple years. I've been intrigued by how what a great scientist, a great mind, often sets out to discover can twist and turn on the pathway to a real breakthrough. And if you pull away the funding too soon, you may miss a lot of opportunities.
Both of you are in touch with many people whose families are affected by Parkinson's, and also with the overlap between that condition and the research that's taking place to hopefully make a difference. Can you share any anecdotes of any conversations that you've had recently or situations you've been in that to you is sort of illustrative of where we are today in the fight against this disease?
I mean, what I would offer is that from in the roughly 10 years that I've been involved with the organization, the number or the comfort level coming forward with Parkinson's disease has increased dramatically. And part of the education and advocacy that Parkinson's Disease Foundation does is to inform patients that it part of the solution will be volunteering for clinical trials. One of the things we supported was a matching and education of what clinical trials are out there and available. But I think the willingness of individuals to come forward, acknowledge that they are ill, and participate on the board or as volunteers or on a grassroots basis. We have added several board members just in the last years who have the disease And it's quite, you know, quite energizing actually to be working on the front lines with somebody who is, you know, who
personally
we're trying to save.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, there was a board member of ours who living in the Gulf Coast of Florida with his wife, and he was walking in the street, and he was stumbling, and it was doing something that happens often in 5 to 7 years after Parkinson's is diagnosed. I'm not sure he was arrested. He certainly was stopped, questioned. Thing was in the paper, and this was a man with Parkinson's. And no one seemed, at the police department or in the newspaper or anybody else, seemed to know that there were other questions to be asked. They just assumed there was some alcohol involved or drugs or something else. That could not happen today, or it's extremely unlikely to. The succession of Muhammad Ali, Janet Reno, Michael J. Fox, you know, people of real stature and consequence in the media has really changed the whole perception. And I don't want to say, you know, it's a good thing. Nothing is a good thing when it comes to disease. But it's been extremely helpful that this this currency of the disease and recognition of it means that we can then act on an open stage with none of the misgivings or embarrassment that used to attend it. We have created a program which we call Research Advocates, which takes people, volunteers who have Parkinson's, prepares them through a very elaborate 3-day institute, and then puts them into the national discussion about how we can advance Parkinson's research. We call them research advocates. They become advisors to the FDA. We have two of them doing this. They become advisors to clinical trials. They become speakers to support groups. They do all kinds of things. But these are people who are really, truly outed in a very, very constructive way and take their experience and then help others both understand, help researchers be informed, and help drive the science forward. The common, you know, on-the-ground boots these days of people with Parkinson's are playing a role in the disease study process, the research, that they never did in previous years. And we think it's a very important step forward in how we approach this our work.